Former Providence Mayor Buddy Cianci is dead. He died at mid-morning today at age 74 after taking sick and being rushed to a hospital last night. And we're going to kind of look at the Buddy years now with Rhode Island Public Radio political commentator Scott McKay. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Dave.
Well, we both covered Buddy Cianci for many years. How are you going to remember him?
Well, I'm going to remember him, I think, the way that he was actually sentenced by Judge Ernie Torres. He was a Jekyll and Hyde character. There was, of course, the good Buddy and the bad Buddy. And I think that we're probably going to debate for a long time his legacy here in Rhode Island and talk about just what his legacy is. Is he the Buddy Cianci that produced the rebirth of downtown, who presided over the building of the fancy Providence Place Mall, the tireless advocate for the arts and historic preservation? Or, you know, is he the Buddy Cianci of the insider deals, the indictments, the two convictions, the two felony convictions, being chased twice from office? And, you know, I think Rhode Islanders have seen both the good, the bad, and the ugly of Cianci. And one thing we all know, he was quite a character, Dave, you'd have to admit. He was just the best street politician, retail politician I've ever seen in this state. And he was also an incredibly charismatic man.
I remember him as someone who would never back down from any kind of opposition. If there was an opposing kind of question coming from the press, if it was a statement by a political opponent, someone in a crowd, he took it on and he went for it.
He was a very defiant guy right to the end. You remember when he was first indicted, he said, "There's no stains on this jacket. I'll appeal this case all the way to The Hague." Well, he couldn't get that far, and he ended up going to prison. But even in the big party, they threw a feast of seven fishes for him at Mediterranean up on Federal Hill 4 days before he went to jail. And he came downstairs from that party. They wouldn't let reporters in, obviously. And he was fairly well marinated, as you can imagine. And he vowed that he would not let jail or anyone break his spirit. And I will say that no one ever broke Buddy Cianci's spirit.
We see Donald Trump kind of playing the press these days. Was Buddy the same?
I think Buddy was brash, but he certainly did not have Trump's public disdain for large swaths of the voting public. Buddy was very good when Providence changed. For instance, more Latinos came to town. Cianci actually wanted to befriend them and help them out and get them to vote for him, and he started going to all their events. As we know, he'd go to the opening of a garage door, the opening of an envelope, and he was proud of it.
Take us back a little. He had an extraordinary public career. It spanned 40 years. He was perhaps the most dominant political figure during that time. Where did it all begin? It began with a chink in a crack in the Democratic machine.
Well, you know, Buddy comes out of the era of Italian and Irish American political joust that really defines the middle of the 20th century in both Rhode Island and Massachusetts, for that matter. And what he did was, after the Irish machine had split in 1974...
The Dorley administration.
Yes, Cianci, running as a Republican, assumes the mantle of reformer, and he is, do you remember the ads, the anti-corruption candidate, who was the darling of the East Side good government set, the Yankee Protestants, who were then really the base of the Republican Party in the state. And Cianci wins that election. And then, of course, 40 years later, when he tries his miraculous comeback, it was the East Side, the same neighborhood that made him, was the neighborhood that killed him. They just couldn't take a guy who'd been convicted twice, particularly, I think, on the federal corruption charge the second time. And Cianci loses to a Harvard-educated Guatemalan immigrant's son, Jorge Elorza, who's now our mayor.
There was always that shadow over his administrations going back to when he first lost his office.
Yes, you know, over the years, there were the insider deals, the no-show jobs, the cash in the envelopes, political hacks, mobsters even on the city payroll. And as Mike Stanton, his biographer, said, there was the ruthless Cianci who took a sadistic glee in crushing opponents and settling old scores, a dark Buddy who was accused in law school of raping a woman at gunpoint. Then there was the hilarious, very funny Cianci who, to the end of his life, just a month or so ago, they unveiled his portrait at City Hall, and you'll remember what he said: "This isn't the first time I've been framed." And I talked to Mike Stanton today, and he pointed to me that he talked to a friend. Cianci talked to a friend of his on Tuesday, and the friend had congratulated Cianci on his engagement to a blonde model, 40 years younger than he was, to whom he proposed on Christmas Day. And Buddy said, in only way Buddy could say it, he said, quote, "I could marry her or I could adopt her."
The Providence Renaissance. Should Buddy get full credit for that? Some of his detractors say he took credit for improvements that were not his alone. What's the reality of this?
Well, has there ever been a politician who may have taken credit for things they didn't actually do?
I mean, he was on watch.
Yes, he was. But he was no different than any other political figure, I think. I think that there are some things that he was intricately involved in, and there were other things that other people did. It was Claiborne Pell who got the money for the new train station, John Chafee who got the tax-free bonds done for the convention center, Mayors Paolino, Governor Gary had a lot to do with moving the rivers, and there was a lot of federal money involved. I think what Buddy was, however, was the biggest cheerleader this city has ever had. And he didn't have a lot of close friends, but boy, he loved the city of Providence.
I mean, he was an expert salesman. He took the city's reputation, even though his was mixed, he took the city's reputation nationally. There is that story about his pasta sauce being in the front window of a very upscale jewelry store on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan.
Buddy was the best PR man you've ever seen. Remember, he used to do, when Imus in the Morning was the most popular radio show in the country, there was Buddy Cianci as a regular guest, joking about whether or not the mayor had an ankle bracelet on this morning, and all kinds of things. He really was able to be Providence's best public relations person. I think salesman, Dave, as you put it, is a very good way to express it.
I mean, out of office again by federal corruption in 2002.
Well, that one was very difficult, I think, and I think that that's really what killed his comeback.
And a federal prison term.
Yes, of 5 years. And it really didn't break his spirit. He got out, and I'll never forget, I interviewed him the first day when he got out, and I asked him what jail was like, and he said, well, you know, there's more gays in City Hall than there are in jail. And, of course, he was referring to Mayor Cicilline in those days, now our congressman, who was the first openly gay mayor of Providence.
And what really possessed him to run for office again? He just couldn't let that go.
No, he couldn't. I think mainly it was about he didn't like the way that he left office, and who would, frankly. And I think even though he was sick with cancer, a lot of people told me that he really would just wants to die in office, that he had nothing else he wanted to accomplish. He wanted to get back into City Hall. And some people said he wanted to settle some scores, and that wouldn't have surprised me either.
Yet in that last race, I believe he still got 45% of the vote.
He did a lot better than people thought, and a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking was focused on the fact that had he run in the Democratic primary, he could have won. This would have been a way different race instead of taking the independent avenue, which is what he did.
Okay, look at the life of the late Providence Mayor Buddy Cianci, one of the more dominant political figures in 40 recent years in political history in Rhode Island. Thanks to Rhode Island Public Radio political commentator Scott McKay.
Thank you, Dave.